I have delighted to be here. Thanks a lot for your kindness and for the great honor to begin this session. Is Chile a secular state? Are Catholic categories about laicité and laicism of any use for their analysis? There are many reasons to describe Chile as a country of paradoxes, paradoxes pertaining to a system in transition. For example, in 205, President Lagos, having received a mandate to proclaim a remarried text of the Constitution through administrative channels, eliminates the words invocation of God Almighty, which had headed all the Chilean Constitution's text since 1810. But contrasting with this gesture, which we could call laicisme in the French style, the Diario Oficial, the official paper of the Republic, published a law by which the 16th of July of each year, feast of the Virgin of Mount Carmel and Chile's patron virgin, was declared a national holiday in the best style of a regime in which church and state are one. A similar attitude led President Lagos to proclaim a presidential decree which creates a national day of all the evangelical, Christian, and Protestant churches in Chile. Just like all Latin American nations, Chile received the impact of liberals' tendencies. The law which makes civil marriage compulsory is proclaimed in 1884. A curious law, we must say, as it defines marriage in canonical terms, as doesn't accept divorce, so it is also true that the religious ceremony no longer has civil effects. That same year, there was an aborted attempt to separate churches from a state. But it is necessary to wait until 1925 in order to see a reformation of the 1833 Constitution. A rather constitution come to light when a friendly agreement is reached with the Holy See. In other words, a separation which is clearly advantageous for the Catholic Church. There is an end to the jurisdictionism, but also to a budget for worship. While the Roman Catholic Church keeps its status as a legal entity within public law, the non-Catholic churches are reduced to the status of legal entities within private law, not recognized but considered by an administrative act, and therefore always at risk of being dissolved by decree. While the Catholic Church keeps an ample jus statuendi, this is denied to the other confessions. While the Catholic Church is exempted from any kind of registration, the non-Catholic churches may not operate unless they have inscribed in the Ministry of Justice. By means of another agreement, 1911, since the creation of the Armed Forces Vicariate, and only the Catholic Church has the right of worship and spiritual aid for the armed forces and the police. The access of non-Catholic pastors to jails and hospitals depends solely of the benevolence of the current government. The same happens today within the armed forces and police. A new decree, reglamento, about the assistance in the armed forces and the police was published recently in Chile. It was necessary to wait until the law of religious freedom of October 24, 1999, for some of the before mentioned problems to start to diminish. In 1920, the liberty of conscience and worship was declared, but not so religious equality. This last matter was not broached either in 1999 law, which impelled the evangelical leaders to appeal to the meaning of the law, because the letter does not favor them. This is an aspiration which lacks a legal or constitutional basis. This situation, with just marked difference, does not allow us to say that the Chilean state is completely neutral where religious matters are concerned. On examining a particular sensitive point within the principle of secularity, that of education, it is a fact that education in Chile has never officially been declared secular, nor has public education ever been, in practice, secular. Public education has been progressively weakened by the different governments since 1925, diminished both in quality and in quantity. From 1980, education in Chile is no longer exclusively the duty of the state, but is now subordinate to the right of the parent to educate their children, which puts the state at a subsidiary level in what concerns education. Already in 2002, the number of students registered at preschool and secondary levels represented 15 of the total of students inscribed nationwide. At post-school level, there are 50 Catholic institutions, 11 universities, and 4 professional institutes, with a total of 21.9% of the country's students inscribed in them. And if we compare the 2002 percentage of Catholic education with the totality of private education, 31.9% of children who attend private schools do so in Catholic ones, and Catholic institutions of higher learning are educating 34% of the students who choose private institutions. All these figures indicate that the policy of placing education in private hands has tended to increase the educational role of the Catholic Church, which is by far the principal provider of private education in the country. An attempt made in 1973 during President Salvador Allende's government to create a national unified school met with failure due to the disquieted opposition by the Catholic Church. A new project presented by Michelle Bachelet government in order to strengthen public education and permit a more state-controlled education also seems destined to failure. In addition, all advances made in what concerns the license of the state have been through agreements arrived at with the Catholic Church. There are 3 phenomena which stand out in today's Chile: the progressive deterioration of Catholicism, and the strong increase in the number of evangelical Pentecostal groups. The census of 2002 showed that 70% of Catholic and 18% of evangelical Christian. The figure of other denominations being practically non-existent. For example, Muslims constitute only 0.1%. Now, then, just that we have observed that in Chile, laicis has assumed a mere form. We can also say that neither has the Catholic Church. This is very possible due to the effects of Chile's outright secularization, complete immersion in its drive to export, thus laying open to the country to the impact of globalization. If this is so, Chile's society will be nearing that of Uruguay, an increasingly secularized one, but in transition. Now then, just as we have observed that in Chile, laicis has assumed a mild form, we can also say that neither has the Catholic Church always used its privilege towards its own ends. In a very significant moment of Chile history, it has contributed greatly to the cause of the country's democracy and human rights. For example, according to the original 1925 Constitution, if the first round of voting gave no candidate an absolute majority, the outcome had to be decided by both the upper and lower houses of Congress, voting as one body. In 1938, a secular majority, the Popular Front, narrowly outnumbered the right in voters. The Archbishops of Santiago, José María Caro Rodríguez, before both houses of Congress had reached a decision, made a public intervention to the effect that the first majority should always be ratified. As a consequence, during 12 years, Chile was governed by radical socialist communist with clear Masonic roots coalitions. Thanks to the non-secular intervention of an archbishop, Lador to become Chile's first cardinal. In 1870, the same situation came up when Dr. Salvador Allende was chosen with a little over 32% of the vote. The Cardinal Caro doctrine was invoked by the Cardinal, then Archbishop Raúl Silva Enríquez, by visiting the first majority of the first round before both houses of Congress had got together to make their decision. For the second time, a non-religious or secular leftist government reaches power with the influence of an Archbishop of Santiago. The Caro Rodríguez doctrine remained in force without exceptions from 1940 to 1973. Again, once a military coup had taken place in 1973, Silva Enríquez began a far-right activity in favor of all those persecuted for their political beliefs, of those disappeared, tortured, exiled, etc., and their families. Created in 1974, the Vicariate of Solidarity, a legal entity of public law, derived from the privilege of jus statuendi, a right exclusive to Catholics until 1999. The Vicariate carried carried out its functions for 15 out of the 17 years of the duration of the military government. And its archives have been essential for the work of the committees of truth and justice formed after the return to democracy. In synthesis, first, Chile has never had religious strife. Secondly, it has had a short period of 11 years of secular, non-religious policies derived rather than from laicism, from a policy of the Holy See as to naming of the bishops. Catholicism is tolerant of jurisdictionalism when the government is conservative, intolerant of the same when the government is liberal. On the other hand, it is also true that until 1975, Chilean liberals accepted freedom of religion, but preferred to continue with the patronato regime. Third, since 1850, there has prevailed within the Catholic Church a strong ultramontanism. And during a period of 130 years, there exists a Catholicism that Émile Poulain will describe as integral Catholicism or intransigence of Catholics. In spite of the above, this Catholicism, which has been very socially minded, has been able, in the presence of an open and tolerant laicism, to establish social agreements of an ample tolerance and collaboration. It does not seem as if this situation will change in the future, but it will be necessary to establish new secular agreements corresponding to the present century, that is to say, in a new, more secularized, multicultural and multireligious society. At last, this consideration made me doubt as to whether the French style or the European style categories are of use when analyzing the Chilean situation. In fact, in spite of these weaknesses and deficiencies, laicism as a social practice has always been appreciated and need no more modifiers. Chilean laicism has not been an intrinsically perverse movement, but an historical praxis in the dialogical and growing application of the values of laicity. There could be nothing more removed from the antithesis, laicism prevalent since 1948 among the European intelligentsia, at least among the Catholic intellectuals. For this reason, my position is that the traditional Catholic categories, laicité versus laicism, must be revised by the think tanks of the Chilean universities in order to assume a new social challenge identified with the present century. Thanks a lot.